Last Two Pages, a podcast where two best friends who love to read just can't keep it to themselves. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Megan. And on this episode, we'll be talking about fantasy world survival.
Oh.
Do we live? Do we die? What's going to happen?
We die.
I love that you're making the executive decision, though. We're dead.
No, I'll make it a little bit.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Got it. You're not the first one dead, but like first five.
I'm not the first one dead.
Okay. We're in. How have you been?
So, I've been good. Actually, it's been great. It's been, this is the first time we're filming since, for those of you that aren't aware of the TikTok drama for us, basically, because I did not expand on a few statements, the anime and comic book boys came for my throat.
Yeah, they came for us.
Yeah,
hard.
They really did.
I guess to explain ourselves, we're here for the girls. If you're a guy watching our podcast, amazing, welcome here. But like, when we say that we're talking about books, primarily that means YA to spicy fantasy sci-fi fiction. I don't think we've ever talked about manga on this podcast, which I do read, but I don't necessarily think that that's why we made this platform. Mm-hmm. Neither of us really read comic books or anything like that. So we're coming from our experience of these are the books we read. This is kind of what primarily our audience reads. And it got on the wrong side of social media.
The statement that was made was from our least favorite tropes, and it was the name a male character that who lost his powers, and Megan went, and then I went,
I couldn't think of any.
Yeah, you hear those crickets, and they're all, you can't name one. That's the entire comment section.
It was very brutal. We've been called feminazis.
Oh my gosh, I've never been called that before.
I've never
been called a femcel before. I have now.
So many fat comments.
Oh
that
my
was
gosh.
Crazy. Yeah, like they were very upset.
Name one vegetable was my favorite comment actually from that. But so and then they think they're doing us a detriment interacting with our post because frankly, it's only boosted us because the girlies have found us through that. So there are some of you I think out there that now are listening to us because
welcome in.
We made the little boys mad.
Yeah.
And so there are some who honestly, okay, I can appreciate their love for these fictional men that they feel like they have to go to bat for. And I would love to issue a formal apology to Mr. Edward Elric.
Edward Elric.
He's the only one I. The crazy is the people that are like, we deserve an apology. You hate men. And I was like,
keep it in perspective.
What you don't understand about that sentence and that statement is I was not critiquing characters, I was critiquing one author. If you knew I was talking about Sarah J. Maas, you knew I was talking about Sarah J. Maas.
Yeah.
Because like
in the context of all of the other videos around it, like we were really critiquing
the conversation.
Yeah, truly. Yeah.
Like the conversation around that. And I get not everyone has read Sarah J. Maas. And yes, that is a narrow goalpost. But frankly, the goalpost you're shooting at is in a different arena than the ones we were in. Because mostly I was just mad that she's done this to so many of her characters.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, yes, we recognize that male characters have given up their powers. And we also know that they have gotten them back in the same way that other female characters have gotten them back. But I don't think that we were incorrect in saying that maybe it's something to look at, you know, in different forms of media.
It's
different with books catered towards women. Why don't women give up their power? Or like, why are women expected to give up their powers more than men? In books that are catered to women.
Yeah.
Right? Why, as male readers, do you see so many male characters giving up their powers and then receiving them back? Or, like, things like that. Maybe that's something that we all could look at and discuss. But as of right now,
they just bullied us.
I don't think it was worth all of that. But I'm glad that you felt like your opinion was heard.
Thank you for boosting our
Look at the comments, but I've heard lots of stories.
There's over like 8,000 comments or 7,000 comments for sure. Well, one video that someone replied to the video through a stitch on TikTok, that's just like a video response, and they got over 2.5 million views. And everyone's like, ugh, you're getting torn apart in these comments. I was like, none of the comments even apply to what I'm saying.
I think the
Hercules doesn't count.
No, Hercules is okay. Yeah, everything's a work of fiction, but that is not even relevant in Greek mythology.
But even if we were discussing that movie, he chose to give up his godhood to stay with a girl. We're talking about like forced to give up, like otherwise everyone dies. Like,
right.
He just wanted to chase some tail, so he stayed.
Meg's worth it, honestly.
She is, though. Like, pfft, absolutely. Megara, she ate in that movie.
So other than that, you doing good?
No, I'm great. But I would like to say I appreciate the men in the comments that were like, understood what we were saying and was like, guys, y'all need to chill. They're not talking about this. And as much as I appreciate comic books and manga, the artists are everything, but it's not my wheelhouse. And you saying, obviously you don't read comics or watch anime, is not the dig that you quite think it is.
Also, false.
You read manga.
False. I have all of Fullmetal Alchemist on literally my bookshelf in the corner. Like, don't speak to me like I don't know who Edward Elric is.
But you didn't say anything.
Because I wasn't talking in that context.
I know. They don't care about context. They just want to hear themselves talk. Not which is us right now.
Nails right now. You're like,
which is us boys. Having a podcast about books. Us just liking hearing ourselves speak. And frankly, go make your own podcast about Edward Elric and how much you're in love with him. Someone might listen. To do,
truly. Yeah. Up next from Last Two Pages. So today we wanted to kind of have a little fun chit chat about fantasy world survival. Since we barely made it out of TikTok, you know, what better way to our fighting spirits are already engaged. Right? Do you feel engaged? Ready to
ball? I got my Crocs in sport mode.
Ooh. Wow.
Four-wheel drive, baby.
So we brought some different like fantasy worlds, and we're going to talk about like, would we survive? What would we be doing in these fantasy worlds? Like, you always picture yourself, I assume like most of you picture yourself as the character, or, you know, thinking of like how you would interact with the characters in the book or in this world. And so we just kind of wanted to chat about that. How does that sound to you?
Sounds wonderful.
Oh my God. Okay. So to begin, The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. How would you get along in Panem?
Are we speaking like we are from the capital and we're living in the capital, or like we're in one of the districts and we get called to be in the Hunger Games?
I would say life in the districts. I don't think either of us would be in the capital, truly.
No, we wouldn't.
No. So how would you be in the districts before the Hunger Games?
Starving.
I mean, like, what district? Like, what area
I would
do you
be
feel
in
like
district?
You'd be
in? Oh, shoot. What's the lumber district? Is that 7?
Okay. Dope. Which one's the water one? I feel like I would be the water one. District 4. Okay. I feel like I would be closer to the capital than
you. Okay. You would be. I would be, like, right in the middle.
Yeah, which is 7. I would agree with that.
If we were pulled to be in the Hunger Games, do you think we would ally, or do you think you would die because I would kill you first?
Because
I would see you as weak. No, I could see us.
I don't see myself killing you. It would depend on what the arena is like.
I don't
truly.
Think you would be one of like the axe murderers in the.
I wouldn't be vindictive. I feel like I would be like a hider, who just like hid the whole games until everyone starved out.
Yeah,
because like I can. You know, go a while with like very little, so I feel like that would honestly be great quiet time for me. I'm great at hide and seek, so I feel like that would honestly not be too bad for me. How about you?
I think whoever I am coming from with District 7, I think we would be partners, and I think we would find a few. And we wouldn't be like the main assholes, but
your lumberjack man.
Exactly. But he would like die because he's like obviously in love with me, so he dies so I can live.
See, that's how I feel about Finnick O'Dare. So honestly, me coming from District 4,
that's really why you wanted to be
let's hide in a bush or underwater and we'll just figure it out.
Drown. And drown.
It'd be great.
PETA, no shot he was able to disguise himself. Just for
that
being
cake decorating
cake
skills
decorator.
Are crazy.
Insane. Absolutely not.
Hmm.
I don't think I would die in the first few days. I'd make it like to day 6.
I would not win. Not even close. But no. I feel like I could. I have zero survival skills, basically. But like, I could make it work. I'm scrappy, if nothing else.
Yes, I would say you are. Put that in a book. Scrap book.
Work.
I would say, yeah. I would, yeah.
Cool.
But if I was never drafted to the Hunger Games, drafted, I don't know why I keep saying drafted.
It's like the army.
I think I would live a nice little life until all hell broke loose and then I would run away to District 13.
I feel like I would have fun in District 4, like the fishing and like water. Like, I feel like there's a lot you can do with that.
I would just fully ignore the economic state of the world.
Yeah, that's valid.
And live in ignorance because I have to go chop some wood.
Yeah. I could see myself getting in trouble though. My, like, I say I follow the rules, but I really do have, like, if I'm being persecuted against, I really do have a rebellious spirit. So I feel like I'd probably die from peacemakers if I was never drafted. Like, I would do something.
I think that'd be, yeah. You know? I would die of old age.
You would. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a rule follower.
You would die at like 20.
Probably. Yeah.
For having propaganda.
Great. Second place. We wanted to talk about Crescent City by Sarah J. Maas. How would you do in Lunathian?
Ooh, what quadrant do you think you're from? Or quadrant? What sector?
I'm
Sky and Breath for sure. House of Sky and Breath.
What is that one? Is that the angels?
That's angels and fae, right?
We got the ancient texts up.
House of Earth and Blood is shifters, humans, witches, ordinary animals, and many other. Oh, did I say sky and breath? I'm earth and blood. Yeah.
You said sky and breath. Yeah, okay. You're earth and blood for
but
sure.
But that is the angels and fae.
And I probably would be sky and breath if I'm going to be honest.
Because many waters, no. House of Flame and Shadow, no. We're not dark and mysterious enough. We're too big of yappers.
I hold nothing back, clearly.
I would probably be a human. Or a shifter. I'd either be a human or a shifter. I think I'd be a shifter.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
I'd
probably be a sprite.
You would be.
I would be so dream cute. Little fire girly. I don't know. I don't feel like I'd be cool enough to be an angel. Do you know what I mean?
You're not. I think I'd be a shifter. I would love to be a wolf. Frankly, I love the den, even though they're like way too overbearing.
I would love to tell you, there is a furry community for people like you. Bark for me.
I leave. What? We were at a bar last night, and this man approached us. And
you have a good bark. That's the thing.
Thank you. But I don't even know what he was saying, but he like wouldn't leave us alone. And so I gave two options. I was like, which bark do I use? Do I use I used the latter. And he left and then came back and barked at me and then left again.
He like didn't bark though. He was like a demon. I was like,
he was
holy
shifting.
God. It was crazy.
It was really funny.
I think Lunathian isn't that different from like IRL.
No.
So I think I would be fine. I think with like the world falling apart and stuff, I would not be the one to save it.
Me neither.
Out skis. Granted, well, if I was a sprite, I would be a slave, but
if I was a shifter and I had a cool shift, if I was a wolf, I'd probably be like, I would go. No, I would go help.
Okay.
The next world. Throne of Glass by Sarah J. Maas. As much as I'll critique Sarah J. Maas, I still love her. I'll read every book she reads.
Aurelia's great.
I don't care what that leads to you to assume about me, but I'm like, I'll like have issues with her books, but I'll still eat them up. Anyways, yeah. Aralea, I would obviously be in Terrison.
Yeah. Yeah, you would be. I love the idea of the glass castle, though. That shit goes so hard.
It does.
A glass castle? So cool.
It would be so trippy.
I know, but that, like, that's giving... It is giving Barbie Pegasus.
It absolutely is. It is
giving Barbie Pegasus, and that was my favorite Barbie movie, so it absolutely tracks.
Oh my gosh. Wow, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I don't think that I would... No, I feel like I would be okay in surviving some sort of, like, battle or something, but I don't think I would be involved. I would be a very much, like, Lysandra character that just, like...
Is there to look hot? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Lysandra, am I wrong? Has more to her, but...
I'm there to look hot and make men fight for me.
Fair enough. I would be a foot soldier.
Really?
My death would have no impact on the reader.
That's right. I said that's right. Work. Okay. Yeah, Terrison would be beautiful, I think. Mm-hmm. It'd be a great place.
Warm enough.
Okay. Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yargos. Would you survive Bagsagath? Bagsagath?
Bazgiath.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. In all of her interviews, she tends to say things wrong anyway, so I don't know how to pronounce anything in her books. I'm pretty sure it's
Bazgiath.
Okay.
I don't know how else
I would say it. Again, I only read the first book. But do you think you would survive?
Yeah, but I don't think I would be any of the kids that, like, knew right from wrong.
You're just going through the motions. You're like, yeah.
Well, I'd
kill
be
her
like,
off.
I don't have to say I'm stubborn, but I'm like, I'm slow to trust a giant shift in political balance.
Very true.
Because it's Iron Wing.
I think I...
Iron Flame.
I don't care enough about dragons. I probably would be the one that falls off the...
Like, no, a dragon wouldn't even choose you.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I would get a dragon.
Yeah, no. A dragon would not choose me. In the way that, honestly...
You'd probably die on the parapet.
I'm saying the parapet.
You'll make that far, I think. Or you'll be someone that wears, like, the wrong kind of shoes and slips off.
I wouldn't care to survive. I think that's the thing. I would definitely just, like, fall to my death.
You would if, like, your siblings had to be looking up to you.
Like, I had... older sister problems.
That's what I'm saying.
I would do anything for my siblings, so yeah, maybe then. Yeah. But if it was just for me, I don't care about a dragon. I don't really care. Just kill me.
But that's like the currency of the time, is like that determines your place in life. You could either be a scribe, infantry, or...
Ooh, I'd be a scribe. I would be a scribe for sure.
Yeah, you like to stay in the library. Wait, now that I say that, I'd probably be an infantry. I don't know why, but I'm always going to be like a foot soldier type.
What makes you say that? You like following orders?
I love task completion.
Get this girl a checklist, please.
Honestly.
That's fantastic.
But I would love in my dream world to like, I would love for like to me to have my own dragon, but like in reality... I don't think I would. I would be navigating by compass like the infantry do.
I feel like you could bond with a dragon.
Yeah.
I don't think you would have gone through like the training to get one. I feel like you would have just like, it's very much a Shrek and Donkey situation where you just like find a dragon that's annoying on the side of the road and you're like, no, not like that. But like, it like the dragon is like a sidekick character and like you're going and doing your tasks and you have like,
am I Donkey?
No, you're Shrek.
What? Oh, you said Shrek and Donkey. I don't know why you thought in my brain I heard dragon and donkey.
No,
I'm still on the dragon.
Do you know what I'm saying though? Like, you're in the woods lost and then boom, there's a dragon that's asking you to make waffles.
Oh,
in
absolutely.
Your swamp. You know, like that's your vibe.
I would be in the infantry, but I would still bond with a dragon.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, next place, specifically Ketterdam in Six of Crows duology by Leigh Bardugo. Megan has not read it, but think grimy London full of gangs. And that's Ketterdam.
Into it?
It's like industrial. What's the era? Industrial. What's the
revolution? The Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. It's that, but like, think Jack the Ripper, how you'd imagine where he lives in London. That's right. What Ketterdam is kind of like.
Okay. Got it. It's like the Black Butler. Never mind. You don't read manga.
Kind of, sure.
It's, yeah, okay. Okay, got it.
Do you think, I would be in the slums. I would be poor. My friends would be in the gangs, but I would not. I think you would be in, like, one of the rich families that made money through, like, not slavery.
Oh, my God.
But, like, through one of those, like, capitalist ventures of the time.
The railroad. What is it? Railroad, oil. What are the other ones? Are there any other? Were those the big two?
I feel like maybe. Fact okay. Check. I could see the fishing industry. You're like a daughter of that.
Yes, Papa. We made all the money from the fish.
But really, your parents are like skeevy and they are a part of the underbelly. Like, they're really intertwined with a lot of the gangs.
So I am a mafia daughter.
Yeah, but you don't know that. So you think you're all high and righteous.
Okay. And you're in the slums and eat from garbage cans. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I can accept that.
In that world, I think that's where your place would be.
I can accept that. And I also would agree that
or
I think.
You would be someone that like realizes you have powers.
Like,
and you were a Grisha.
Oh.
Work. Actually, no, that'd be me in the slums. Actually, no, that'd be both of us. And then we would meet each other in, like,
our magic would intertwine and then we kiss.
My Corona. No. We would, like, be taken and, like, either bond over, like, being shipped away or, like, be forced to be in the military. And I think we would befriend each other and then have a falling out and never speak to each other again. Do you like that plot for us?
I do. I really do.
Well, and then we are like off in the battlefield and then we all die.
So the other game that we really wanted to play today, it's not really a game, but more of just like a challenge-esque thing. Some of you might recognize this challenge because I definitely did it on my Bookstagram at the Blonde Registry like a year or two ago. But I haven't stopped thinking about it because I honestly think it's great. And we're going to play the main character challenge. So
because we're in our main character energy after.
Yeah, no, truly. Because all of the books are obviously about us. But we just kind of thought, like, what would a book about us even look like? What is that even, you know, we're not writing anything. God forbid you already have heard what my writing is like. So yeah,
it was so beautiful. No, I can't make fun of stutters right now. Her main character of her book stuttered because Megan used to stutter, and so half of the first page is like her stuttering, which is beautiful.
Where would your book be located? Like, where do you think your setting would? What would it look like?
It would be post-apocalyptic, or in the Revolutionary War era. There's no chance I'm in modern times. I was born in the wrong generation. No. Okay. It would be, yeah.
Pick one. If you were to build a story off of one setting, like we're building one book. Okay.
Not on Earth, but the Revolutionary War type era with that technology.
Like right before Industrial Revolution, like Civil
way
War era.
That,
oh,
yeah.
Wait. Okay. Sorry. I'm like, my times are all mixed up right now.
Revolutionary okay. Wars, George Washington.
Right. Okay. Hamilton. Got it. Right.
Yeah. Revolutionary War era, like that technology, the fits would go harder though.
Right.
Than what they served.
Right. Okay, work.
And there might be magic.
Oh, like that. I obviously it would be a sci-fi novel, so I would probably be on like the edge of the universe in some distant planet. Very that vibe. I feel not like Dune, but I'm not picturing like city planet either. Like somewhere in between. Like
okay,
a
like Tatooine.
Yeah, kind of like Tatooine. I feel like it's something like that, where it's still, but more like forest than like tropical. Was Tatooine not?
No, what's it called?
Am I talking about a completely different planet?
No, you've got it. I can't remember where. I've just blanked on like half the names of everything in the entire world.
Right.
Okay. And it was just like Endgame in my brain.
Right. Would you have any pets?
Endor.
Sure.
That came through. Yeah, I would have a dog.
What kind of dog?
I love my, this is like.
This is giving MASH right now. Loki.
This is giving like, I'm not choosing a dream fantasy world. I'm just like kind of mirroring my own world into a book. I would have a dog. This is like at the start of the book. This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
And then I find out I have like magical powers. Because I meet a dragon in the woods.
Is the dragon your pet?
No.
No, the dog is your pet.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Dog is nice. What, like, what does the dog look like?
He's a black.
Like a wolf dog or like a.
One of those massive German shepherds.
Okay. Word. I can get along with that.
Or a mastiff.
Got it. I would have some sort of scrappy looking cat, like the one that I have.
Yeah. Shout out Nova.
Nova. She's sleeping in her little bed right now. It's adorable. What is something that you do that annoys other characters?
My first thought about that was just like a critique of the book From Blood and Ash by Jennifer Armentrout and how they wouldn't back off Poppy for having questions, even though she'd literally been kept in a room her entire life. God forbid she wonders what anything is like. And the way they're always like, ugh, here's another question. And that's the only way the plot goes forward as well. Mm. Anyways, so that would not be me, even though I am a questions girl. I love to ask questions.
I was also going to say constant singing.
Okay, what I do to annoy people is something that I have no control over.
It honestly doesn't annoy me like that much. It just cracks me up that you just begin to sing.
Yeah, I'd probably be singing, even though most people like that.
I said probably getting lost due to underconfidence. And
you mean overconfidence? You would be overconfident about where you are and then you would get lost.
Okay, that's also valid. That's also valid. Yeah. But then the more mistakes I make, I feel like I would just be like, I don't want to leave. Like, I don't, which is very true to the spirit that I have now. But I
valid.
Also would probably get myself into trouble just being over adventurous.
Mm. Yeah.
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 Work. What will the place you live in look like?
We're sticking on theme and we're going log cabin.
Yes.
Well, like to start, I see a very like humble beginning.
This is Laura Ingalls Wilder core right now. And I'm obsessed.
Freaking Nelly. And I to start and then all I can picture is like. Somehow I end up in a room in a castle eventually.
Mm, okay.
But like not in the top tier castle. Mm-hmm. I'd love to like marry one of the knights, you know.
Ooh, I like that.
I see that as my place.
I like that vibe. I said that I would probably have like a little hovel or like a spaceship that had downed and then I kind of just like made it my little home.
Okay, Wally.
You know what I mean? Something like that, but it's full of, you know, space stuff and tea and all of the nice things. What are you scared of?
I think my dragon's name would be Danglian.
Well, thank God you got that off your chest. Sorry, that was so mean.
What would I be scared of? I would be scared of, I don't know why, I just, my why first thought was up? Like monster-sized wasps.
Right.
And I don't want to put that in my world at all. But that's why I befriend the dragon who burns them all to a crisp every time they try to fly near us.
Okay.
I hate wasps.
I think wasps are horrible. I kind of on that train. This is very real for me. I hate swarms of any kind. So like bee swarms, ant swarms, anything that like there's no end really in sight. Like it's never ending. I just, swarms just make me so uncomfortable. I'd rather fight something big than a swarm. You know what I mean? Like one big thing over 100 tiny things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Depends on the big thing.
What is a book trope that would be in your story?
As much as I would love to be an enemies to lovers girly, I don't think I would be.
I don't think so either.
It would end up being forced proximity. That's what I would love to have. And like forced to go on a quest. Yeah. Love that.
I love that. That's great.
Love that. Even though it's like the plot of every book ever. Exactly. It makes for a great story.
It's a great story. So
I'm thinking like quests for Camelot, even though that's kind of like enemies to lovers, but. And there's dragons.
I said that mine would definitely probably be a grumpy sunshine.
Oh.
Like that is.
You're living that.
Yeah, but like. I fit great into the trope, so.
True.
I don't know. I feel like I'm living. I feel like that would be great for this little sci-fi adventure. Like, yeah, she might live in a spaceship, but like, or like a broken down whatever spaceship. But she has lots of dreams and she's happy about it.
I really imagine your world is steampunk.
That it can be steampunk. That's fine.
Because I think you would love the accessories.
Probably. The style. Okay. How would the author describe you?
Plain.
Dirty limp hair. Never seen a vegetable. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry.
That's amazing. That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Sorry,
that was good. That was good. Great timing. How would the author describe me? Has no filter. Is loud. Sings before you can hear singing before you see her. Loves to be barefoot. Is always climbing something.
Right.
It's fun, task oriented, detailed. Turns into a job interview.
Yeah, no, for real.
I don't know. What else would others say about me?
You always have a kind thing to say. I feel like that would, like, you always look at the positives in a situation.
I've been told I am full of life.
Very true.
So I think that would play into it.
Very true. Since this used to be a Bookstagram post that I made, I have a direct quote from what the author would say. And it's kind of cringe. But honestly, if nothing else, I'm unafraid of my cringe. After reading the book that I wrote when I was 14, I'm afraid of nothing. Okay. Are you ready? She sat up, blonde hair sticking to her back from the early dew on the grass. She gazed into the dark, waiting for the sky to take her. Anyway, away from here. She was endlessly hungry, not the fleeting emptiness of a starving man, but the immeasurable grandeur of a black hole, quiet, expectant, and unrelenting. The universe was hers, if only she had a hand to reach for it.
I didn't realize it was like an excerpt you wrote about yourself.
No, I was like, you could interpret it for yourself, but I was like, I feel like that would be a good, like, I feel like that makes sense for me.
That gives me a lot about your headspace, but not a lot about the character.
Okay. Then I guess, what do you see?
What do I see?
Yeah.
I see like an introverted little like tech geek, like ditzing about in her little she's like always constructing something,
right?
Or deconstructing something,
trying to figure out how things work.
Little cat gives zero shits.
Definitely have a little robot too. Mm-hmm. And the cat and the robot like fight it out.
Yeah, and you have like a bunch of really young siblings. Years below you.
Right, okay.
And yeah, you're just like straw blonde
hair. Brutal. Brutal.
Actually, no, you would have purple hair.
I probably would. It would be a world. You can kind of see in the video, my hair is pretty purple, but I feel like I definitely would have even more alternative-esque shit going on.
It would be a world where, like, you were born with colored hair.
Yes. Yeah. Work.
And your hair would be blaze orange.
Not that. Not that. Love that. I feel like we'd be great main characters.
We'd be something. I'd read that book. Mostly because I'm just a tinge self-obsessed.
You're living it, girl. You're living it. I wish I could find you a dragon, but alas.
I wish I had a little dragon. I really want to get a snake, but I also don't want to get a snake because all of the morality that comes with owning a snake.
They're kind of terrifying.
But if you get, I would love to get a rehabilitated snake, like one that couldn't survive.
My sister, she was looking at apartments, and when she was looking, they had talked about one time one of the residents, their snake, like they couldn't find the snake and it was in the plumbing system, and they had to like, literally it was like they had to take it apart, the whole building's plumbing, because they didn't know where it was, and like the city got involved, and like it was a whole big thing.
The person had to pay the bill.
Yeah.
It was like, what, 20 grand?
At least. At least. So, snakes are kind of terrifying, but also I would love to just like
feed them,
handle
mice.
A snake for a little bit. Be a snake handler.
Oh no, I love holding snakes.
I think they're pretty cool.
I got to hold a snake called Darbo. He was a corn snake, California king corn snake. He was like that long, and cute. The owner thought he was like fried a little when he was younger, so he's just dumb. Like he's like,
oh,
I love him.
That's really cute.
And basically all I want is a little dumb snake.
That's what you deserve.
That's like you hold the mouse in front of him and he like hits the wall, you know? What are we reading right now?
What are you reading?
I am currently reading Lord of the Rings. It's been a really slow process.
Good old Tolkien.
A tad painstaking, not because of the writing. I love the story. I haven't fully read through the whole book. Right now I'm in the beginning of the Fellowship. And my issue is every time I like am sitting down to read it, I can't like read it in my brain how I would normally like read something. I can't shut off. What am I trying to say? When I read it, and I sit down to read it, the only way it plays in my head is Sir Ian McKellen reading it to me out loud.
Interesting.
Like, it's Gandalf sitting there like, the Hobbit hole. And I, like, as wonderful as that sounds, and it is really funny, and it's, like, amazing. But I'm like, it's the slowest reading ever because I'm, like, reading it out loud in my head as Sir Ian McKellen, and I can't switch that off. So it's like,
that's crazy.
It takes me forever to get through a few pages.
That's really funny, actually.
I know. And I'm like, it's a great problem to have, but I'm like, I just want to be able to read it.
I hate that for you. So that's, but I'm glad that you're having a good time with it.
I know, that's the issue I have right now, is Gandalf is just living rent free in my head.
As he should. Right. Love that. I'm reading The Dragon Republic by R.F. Kuang right now, which is the second book in the Poppy War. I am about halfway through it, and I've liked the series, but it isn't necessarily giving what I thought it would give. People have gassed the series up, and I've been so excited to read it, and I think I expected more. And I think maybe what it is that now isn't the time to be reading them. Like, I don't think I can connect as much with Runine, our main character, as normally I would when I'm like really involved in a series. I think just maybe I'm not in the part of my life where it's like I can relate to her as much, so I don't feel connected to the characters as I would.
In my brain, it is like a Throne of Glass meets Priory.
Not
meets like large
at all.
Battle world. Really?
That's not at least how I feel about it. It is very much like the Priory, I would say, but it's like Kung Fu Panda meets Harry Potter. But like,
I don't hate that.
It's okay. Like, it's good. I just think it's a lot more. They set it up to be like a kung fu book and then not really anymore. And it's a lot of like a weird, like, I think I'm understanding a lot more about like Asian culture and their relation to gods, but it doesn't really make sense in my head. Like the like spiritual plane, there's not a lot of deviation from the physical one, and like that's the point, but it just gets really confusing in my head.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Overall though, I think the setup for a lot of like the major battles, I didn't realize that it was a major battle happening. And so I was like, oh, that's fine. And then when characters are talking about it later, they're like, that was the biggest thing that ever happened and millions died. And I'm like, oh, I did not know that was happening. And maybe I just was not listening because I was in the shower and walking. And like, that's how I normally audiobook. But
interesting.
I don't know. Overall, I think it's really good. Like, I feel like in a different time of my life, I would have enjoyed it a lot more. A book I wouldn't reread, but I'm liking the read. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm curious how it's going to end. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how that's going to go, but
yeah. And I did just buy Divine Arrivals and Ruthless Vows, by someone, Rebecca Ross. Ross?
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I think people know the books enough.
Rebecca Ross.
Oh, that's right. So that's the issue with me reading Lord of the Rings is that my TBR is calling to me.
I am having that. I think that's why I'm not invested in the Poppy Wars, because I have so much that I want to read right now. And I just
know those reads would go faster.
I have 6 books on Libby right now.
Damn.
Rented. And I'm like,
shout out Libby.
I need to get these done so I can read my other books. Yeah. And that's just kind of like, I don't want to feel like that when I'm reading. That's that all fair. I want to do is get it done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Work.
Well, to everyone that does listen to our podcast and has found us in the last few weeks, thank you so much. We appreciate you. This has been fun. This is still fun.
Like, we're going to continue making fun.
And we will continue to make these episodes because it is a great time.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, we hope you're here to have a good time too. And if you're not, well, thanks for viewing, honestly.
And maybe this isn't quite for you. But love you all. XOXO. See you on the next page.